It's time for America's most unique motorsports show, Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor, brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with producer Austin O'Neill, back at Racing Boys HQ in Kansas City. I'm live from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa, just off of Highway 14. We've got a good show lined up for you today. We are expecting Logan Schuchart to join us here in just a little bit. He's last night's winner of night number one of the 61st annual Knoxville Nationals here at Knoxville Raceway. Austin, how are you doing today, my friend? You doing all right?
Doing great.
So what did you think of that race last night?
I thought a lot of things. The race and the feature was pretty good. I was glad to see Donnie, you know, kind of come up to the field and have a shot at winning again. I felt like it was just like the Cappy, you know, those two going at it. Yep. And I felt like, you know, it was almost a spitting image of Sunday night. You know, they both kind of ran the same line. The track was about the same. And, you know, as the night went on, the racing and the track got better. But it, in my opinion, it took too long for it to get good. And
yeah,
it's just not a typical, you know, Nationals track or Knoxville track that you'd see. But I guess that's what you get sometimes.
We're going to play some sound from Donnie Schatz here in a moment. He was not too happy with the racetrack last night. And in the post-race press conference after the race last night, he expressed his concern about the racetrack. Why don't we go ahead and do that right now? Let's play the clip from Donnie Schatz where he is very vocal about last night's track here at Knoxville Raceway.
I don't know what you say. To say I'm disappointed, yeah. There wasn't anybody going to go through those heat races from the fourth row. The bottom lane and a half wasn't even close to being run in. It wasn't run in when we qualified. I was pretty frustrated, pretty furious after that, but what do you do? I mean, I don't do the racetrack. I mean, this is the Knoxville Nationals. This is our biggest race, and you've seen what happened. Civ, 17 out of 20 guys were in the B. If I wouldn't have run fourth in my heat race, you know how to start in the B? 11th. It's like, it's kind of surreal to sit and think about all the equations that could have played out. So, and you've seen guys that qualified, I mean, Little Hod, not even close to being in the show, qualified in the top eight. So it's, you know, when you look at it, it's, you're just glad you're not in that position. But I'll be curious to see if it's that same way tomorrow night. If it is, I guess we'll be kind of gritting our teeth. If it's not, they'll probably be making, you know, be able to pass from the fourth row tomorrow night.
Yeah. There's Donnie Schatz after the race last night in the post-race press conference over there in the media center. And, you know, that's pretty vocal for Donnie. You know, for somebody to go out that far and say that much about, you know, the racetrack here at Knoxville is typically really good. And I was a little surprised by the track last night as well, weren't you?
I was very surprised. I feel like it all started, you know, Saturday night at the 360 Nationals. You know, you saw them, you know, get, you know, heavy on the water truck and really lock the track down, you know, for the con season. And it got, you know, pretty decent for the feature. And then we saw the same thing the next night. You know, they spent, you know, some extra time trying to do wheel packing and kind of ran hot laps a little longer to get the track wider. And, you know, we saw it again last night. And you know, Donnie mentioned them going out there and you know, tilling up the bottom after qualifying and trying to run it in. And,
yeah,
you know, I have no problem with them going out there and working on the track that way. But, you know, he said, I think it was maybe a different interview that I heard from him from another source. But, you know, give us the whole track to race on. You know, if you're going to work on a little bit, work on all of it. Give us the whole track. You can't lock us down to one lane. And you know, we saw the bottom, you know, be really sloppy the past couple of nights. You know, guys could make good time down there, but if you got the left front too far down there, you're in the slime and it's just driving yourself around yourself and you know, just killing all your momentum.
Have you ever heard of the 17 of the top 20 qualifiers not making the A main? Have you ever heard of that before?
From when I've been paying attention to the Knoxville Nationals, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
You know, and there's some really good cars I felt like that maybe had a chance of doing the perfect 500 and you know, winning or going quick time, which was Parker Price, Miller, and then, you know, winning your heat race and winning the feature. I felt like, you know, there were a handful of contenders, you know, that could have done that. And you know, for them to, you know, only one guy out of the fourth row lock in the feature, you know, that was really disappointing. And, you know, that's not, it's not what drivers deserve for the Knoxville Nationals. It's the biggest race of the year. It's the best track in the country and arguably the worst surface we've seen up there in a while.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it was the final heat race where somebody transferred out of the fourth row.
David Gravel.
But David got lucky. Right.
Marcus Dumsey had a flat left rear. Somebody else had an issue. And he got pretty much two free spots and had a restart and lined up fifth. I can't remember who was in fourth, but behind the guy in fourth, and was able to race him and get by him into a transfer spot. But, you know, we had five heat races, 10 laps apiece. It took 45 laps to get the track somewhat racy. You know, I don't know, you know, how we can, you know, advance that process a little faster, if it's, you know, maybe more wheel pack, less water, or what we need to do. But yeah, you can't ruin, you know, your heat racing like that.
I got to believe the Duncans are going to be on top of it tonight, though. Don't you got to believe?
I would think so. I mean,
yeah.
You know, there's times where, you know, it gets out of their control, and, you know, it's just, you know, we see instances like this, you know, last night, and or we see, you know, last year on Saturday night, you know, it took rubber, and you know, those tracks happen, but, you know, it's been kind of repeated, and I think, you know, they're gonna do something about it. They care too much about this track and this event to not, you know, try to make it better for the drivers and the fans.
There was a point last night, I don't know if you would agree with me on this or not, Austin, but there was a moment there last night that I thought Gio Selzy was going to get up there and try to win that race. What did you think?
I didn't.
He fell back. He moved back up. He got back up to second, and then he made a little bit of a charge, and then he faded again.
Yeah, I think I really didn't. When I was watching it, I wasn't really... I didn't pick up on Gio's speed in that way. I knew he was fast. I just didn't think, you know, that, you know, he was going to be a contender. I didn't think really anybody was going to be a contender for Shewhart when he got out front like that until later in the race when we saw Donnie getting really fast. And then when Logan got into traffic and Donnie was still rowing, that's the only person I thought had a shot at him. But You know, Gravel got fast, you know, late in the race, and he got by Gio, but, you know, Gravel stuff just fired too late to really, you know, maybe have a charge at Shewhart, you know, 5-10 laps earlier, like Donnie did.
You know, it's amazing. We sit here and we think about Parker Price Miller. He was fast qualifier last night, and Brent Marks was second, and both of those guys had to start on the front row of the B main to make it into the A. Is there something wrong with the formula up here, you think?
No, I don't think it's, you know, it's a very hard format, very hard, and it, yeah. You know, qualifying
it all
is,
starts with qualifying.
It all starts with qualifying, and I don't know if qualifying needs to have less points. You know, it's 200 points to quick time, then I think it drops down by two, you know, and for a heat race when it's 100 points and it drops down by two. So I don't know if they need to maybe switch that. And, you know, make heat racing more important and qualifying a little less. Or
you're saying give the heat race more points than the qualifying.
Yeah, so just swap them. Make it the heat race, 200 points to win, and quick time, 100 points. And you can either do that. But we've seen guys, you know, go quick in their qualifying runs and start on the fourth row and put it in the top four transfer spots and even win their heat race. And, you know, looking at the points totals from last night, they're just really low. You know, I think, you know, Gravel and Donnie are tied for 469, and 500's our mark. We're, you know, 31 points off of where we should be. And I bet you if tonight the track's better, you're going to see guys like what we saw with the 360 Nationals.
500.
Either 500 or, you know, Linton Jeffrey was number one, like at 490, 492, somewhere around there. So, yeah, I don't think, you know, maybe the top five, six cars maybe are safe, you know, going into Saturday. But, you know, if the track's any better, it's going to be really interesting to see where these guys that were in the top 10 in points after last night, where they stack up after tonight.
How frustrating would it be, though, to be the fast qualifier and have to run a B main, and then after it's all shake down, you're fourth in points right now? Because, again, we always talk about how crucial qualifying is, and that's how you got to start off your week. But you're Parker Price Miller. You're the fastest qualifier in the 11M car, and you're fourth in points. That's just got to be the most frustrating thing ever, probably, I would think.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I would be really frustrated too. It was just a frustrating night for pretty much everybody. That's just about all you can really narrow it down to. I mean, look at Donnie. Donnie's your high point guy, and look at his slots. I mean, you know, listen to the audio that we just played, or any other article you'll see here, you know, following last night's races and on his thoughts. And, you know, it's just, yeah, nobody's happy. I don't know if it's maybe, you know, I think the 8-car invert was, you know, a tough challenge. You know, it's the biggest race, so I think you need to earn it, but you got to give them something a little bit better. If you're going to have a track like that, then maybe it's, you know, a 6-car invert, but, you know, it is.
Are you frustrated if you're Logan Schuchart and you're eighth in points right now? I mean, he's got 444 points. He's 1 point behind Gio Selzy, who's got 445. He's 2 points behind Aaron Reitzel, who's got 447. As the guy that picks up the win last night, you got to be a little frustrated, I think, on that.
Yeah, I would agree so too. I'm trying to look and see where he qualified at. I believe he was in the top 20, wasn't he?
Let me look here. Qualifying. I'm looking.
I don't know if I can find this pretty well.
That's a pretty deep field of cars right there, but I can't seem to find him. Logan Schuchart. You know what? He qualified 26th.
Yeah, 26th. So, yeah, you know, for him, you know, I think they did an interview with him, you know, before the A main, and you know, he was kind of talking, you know, about, you know, it was kind of his night, and you know, to qualify, you know, that deep, and then, you know, have a decent heat race, and then win, you know. You had a good recovery with the win, so you got 200 points there, you know, and right. Yeah, it's just, you know, where he's kind of lined up, I feel like that's kind of average, but yeah, it's just a frustrating kind of a night right now. I don't think really anybody's happy.
No, not really. All right, let's play this sound bite that we have from Logan Schuchart after his victory last night. He picked up night number one here at the 61st annual Knoxville Nationals. Let's listen to this small clip that we have of Logan Schuchart.
It's great to get wins at Knoxville, no matter how you're doing it. Win the Capitani and then win our qualifying night. Usually that's not the best of things when you win on your qualifying night. It means the rest of the night wasn't that great, which it wasn't. So hopefully they make it tough on the guys tomorrow night on Thursday to pass some cars in the heat races. But and winning the feature was enough tonight. So happy to get two wins at Knoxville this week, though. It feels really good for our dry team guys. They've been working really hard, and we haven't won as many races as we'd like to this year. So to have two back-to-back at Knoxville is pretty special.
Yeah. Yeah. He got behind the eight ball in his qualifying. That's really where it set him back, right? That's why he's down there that far in the points right now, is because he qualified 26th. That had to be the biggest blow to his performance last night, I would think.
It was for sure. I mean, he finished third in the first heat race, and, you know, that's 96 points he earned right there. So, you know, out of the heat race and the feature, that's 296 points. And you add in, you know, what he had for, you know, qualifying, you know, that got him up to 444. It's just, you know, just think if he would have went, you know, quick time or close to the front where he would be at. But you know, if he right. if he qualifies any better, he's starting, you know, farther back in the heat race, you know, closer to the fourth row, and now you're in jeopardy of not making the show.
And I think that you brought up a good point here, Austin, that Donnie Schatz, David Gravel, they got 469 points. Brent Marks is 462. Parker Price Miller is 457. Those guys could really drop way down in the points tonight if the track is much better than it was last night. And that's their biggest concern tonight, is they're going to be dropping down. I think you said it. I think maybe the top four or five are the only guys who are going to be really guaranteed to get in tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, normally after a prelim night, you know, you can feel confident in where you're at. And all right, I know I don't need a race on Friday. I know I'm going to be starting in the first couple rows in the feature. Yep. But no, I'm not sure if anybody feels that way. I mean, I don't feel like anybody's safe right now. You know, we're all, you know, do I think, you know, you're going to have 20 guys filling spots, you know, ahead of our Wednesday night cars? Maybe.
Right.
I don't think it's going to happen, though, but you know, wouldn't it be something to see, you know, 20 cars from tonight, you know, bump all of our cars on Wednesday night out of the A main and force them on a run to B? I mean, that would be, you know, absolutely insane to see, but and maybe almost impossible to pull off. But you know, what if that happens? How would that you'd have so many drivers mad that they were, you know, qualifying on Wednesday instead of a Thursday night?
Right. Right. Well, we probably ought to take a break right now, Austin, so we can be prepared for Logan to call in. I think he's going to call in at 20 after, so we want to make sure that we're ready for him when he does call in. So let's do this. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Mostly Motorsports. It's all live, and it's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. We'll be back with more from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, to make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
3 9 hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, live from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. And joining us now on the show is night number one winner here at Knoxville Raceway. Logan Schuhart joins us now on the show. Logan, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, guys. How are you?
Hey, man, congratulations on that win last night. That was an elbows-up performance last night that you had.
Thank you. Yeah, we nice kind of start on the front row there. It definitely helps you out, makes things a little bit nicer for you. Had to hold off Donnie starting from 8th, once again, just like Sunday. So I feel like he's definitely better on those long runs. I feel like it was for two different reasons. From Sunday to today, and I feel like we could fix it, maybe be a little bit better, but we'll keep working at it, and we'll see where we're at here on Saturday and after tonight and go from there.
We were sitting here and we're looking at the points, and you're currently 8th in points. Are you a little concerned that guys tonight that are going to run, if the track conditions are a little bit better, that they're going to kind of push you down a little bit further than you would like to be in the points?
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about it now. I definitely would rather, I think it's a big advantage to be going on Thursday. Definitely this year. I think it's a little bit years in the past, but definitely this year. Wednesday night was not the night to qualify. I mean, I feel like from what my understanding, you could see, 12 cars lock in from tonight, and at the worst situation, but a lot more cars come out of tonight's show and lock in than what we were last night, just because there's no passing in the heat races, and just a really tough racetrack.
Yeah, Donnie was pretty vocal last night about the track conditions. Can you give me your thoughts about what you thought about the track last night?
Well, today's day and age, it's tough. Everybody's so equal and everybody has so much experience and good at what they do that, a car invert, if you're going to do that, the track has to be a certain way to let that happen and put on a show that a car can race from eighth and get up to the front. And we definitely were not given that, myself, Donnie, we're both in the first heat race and the racetrack wasn't even ready to race on. Honestly, it had a car length and a half of, just slop on the bottom of the racetrack that you saw push trucks trying to run it in, but it still wasn't ran in when we went out to race on it. So it just makes it tough and it's frustrating. A guy like Parker Price Miller qualified quick time and it was so good. I was in the heat race, so I'm not totally sure, but I believe he finished eighth. It's not you just can't do it when the racetrack's like that. So it's, I don't know. I feel like they need to change it a little bit. It's not 1980 anymore, and the race cars are a lot similar. So maybe you need to, you know, buy some passing points to the equation, or not weigh qualifying as much, and or, you know, come up with some middle ground of how to make it a little bit better, because it definitely seemed like a lot of guys were at a disadvantage last night.
Yeah, you know, you've been in the top five, I think, in your last three times up here, 2019, second, 2023, 2021, fifth. Do you feel like this is the year that maybe that you got a chance to win this deal?
I definitely feel like we have the car to do it. I feel good as a driver in the car, but we're already in a pretty rough spot. We're going to be starting either the very back of the A or the front of the B. So it is nice that the Friday night deal is now those cars get put behind the B cars. So could help us getting us a little bit closer to the front, and it is a long race. So we'll see, you know, what happens. I feel like we have a great car, and, you know, I felt good so far this week, racing all over the racetrack, bottom, top, middle, and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you a little bit about your Roots for Boots program that you got, the Shewhart deal. Can you kind of fill us in a little bit on that?
Yeah. So we got some special shirts that are just patriotic themed this year at Knoxville, kind of showing off our uniform and my helmet a little bit this year. It's kind of honoring a, you know, very special person to me. My dad was a Marine. And so it's got some tributes to that, but we just wanted to kind of give back in a way. And I never served, but this is a way to kind of help out. Have a lot of respect for our military members and you know, the people who serve our country, to allow us to live in a country that's free and can you know, we can do what we love to do, and that's, you know, drive race cars and you know, enjoy this sport every weekend.
Yeah, man, that's a great cause. I appreciate you doing that. I know I can speak for a lot of people that are listening to us across the country right now. Hey, I want to talk about Jackson Nationals coming up. You've been pretty good up there lately, haven't you?
Yeah, that one's been a good one for us the last few years. You know, our outlaw season hasn't gone exactly like we would want to. We've been up and down fast. We're in the points battle for a long time. In the last month, we had some good runs, but we also fell out of a few races and had some mechanical issues. And, it only takes about two or three of those a year to kind of ruin your season. So, that's things as far as that goes. But I was, you know, coming in this week, I just told myself, my team, you know, we're focused on having the best 2 weeks we can have. And, after that, we're just going to go from there. So, having a decent week here at the Nationals, you know, we got two wins. That always is nice. Would like to be in a little bit better spot for Saturday, but I think we can still make some things happen to have a great run on Saturday, and then leave here at Knoxville and try and get back to defend our Jackson Nationals title.
Yeah, we're visiting with Logan Shewhart. He was the winner last night, night number one here at the 61st annual Knoxville Nationals. How difficult is it for you, because you're so good at what you do, driving sprint cars, how difficult is it for you when you're having these peaks and valleys in your season? Is it mentally challenging to you? How do you keep yourself positive when you're having a little bit of a down year?
It's definitely tough. It makes you question, you know, basically everything you're doing, as far as you know, I plan on being in this sport for a long time. You know, I always told myself, is, you know, this is what I always wanted to do. And I felt like, you know, the harder I pushed myself and try to be better every year, that we would continue to get better. And kind of feels like we're taking a little bit of a step back, but I don't feel that way as a driver and as a, you know, as a kind of crew chief. My car, I got two great guys that work on the car, Ron Helmick and Todd Berkheimer. But I feel good as a driver. I feel like I've kind of messed up as a crew chief setup guy this year. At times, I wish I was a little better with that. But it's all a learning experience, and that's just how it's expected to be a lot better this year. But, you know, you can't look back. You got to look forward, try and learn from it, and get better every week, and, you know, try and finish the season strong, make ourselves better over the wintertime, and come back out at it again in 2023 and try and have the best season we can have. And that's the only way you can really go about it.
You know, I always tell people all the time, success is going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. It's all about keeping the enthusiasm when you're a race car driver, isn't it?
It is. It's a tough deal. It definitely puts you down when you're not running well. Like I said, it makes you question, you know, all the decisions you're making as far as the what you're doing in the race car. You know, I've felt like I had a good handle on things of, you know, what changes to make at certain times, and then just be totally off at certain nights, and just question everything, you know, my thinking on everything that we're doing. So it's definitely a tough deal. It's, you know, racing with the World of Outlaws, you're racing with the best of the best every night, and
right.
And then you're going to have some you know, invaders come in like Kyle Larson and other guys, you know, Reitzel and Brown and those kind of guys that are very good at wherever they come from, and then they're going to come in and be a contender to win the World of Outlaw race also. So it's just a tough deal. There's a lot of great cars out there.
Yeah, let me ask you before we let you go. I want to know what you think about Brad Sweet and Kyle Larson putting this 12 race schedule together. A couple of those races are going to pay pretty good. The other races are going to pay damn good. What do you think about that?
Oh, I don't know. I take a lot of pride in running with the World of Outlaws. To me, as a kid, you know, the World of Outlaws were always the best of the best, and that's where I always right. wanted to be. And I feel like winning a World of Outlaw championship means more, you know, more as a sprint car driver than anything else as far as the big picture. And then, you know, of course, winning the big races like here at the Knoxville Nationals, you know, for what it says for your career. So that's what I, you know, strive to be and want to be. But I also see the late models and all the money that they're racing for. And I don't believe their fan base is any bigger than ours. So, you know, for the most part, I feel like I know that they're not bigger than ours, that ours is actually bigger. So why they race for so much more money than we do, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So I feel like there needs to be some give and take. And, you know, you see places like Houston Speedway is going to pay $250,000 next year. And it's at a smaller facility. So, how they're doing that, it just feels like some needs to be given back to the racers a little bit, and we need to, see some of that come back to the teams. And prices are going up every year. It's hard to be out here. Fuel prices, the price of these cars and everything's going up, but we're racing for the same amount of money every year. So I feel like there's money coming in that could go back to the teams and just continue to grow the sport for everybody.
You know, if you're the best of the very best in the World of Outlaws, that means you're the best in sprint car racing. So I get what you're saying there. Logan, we sure appreciate you taking the time to join us here on the show. Good luck the rest of the weekend, and hopefully you finish up on top on Saturday night, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
All right, there you have it. Logan Shewhart joining us. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more of Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car.
If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, and make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
3 9 hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show today. Got people from all over the country chiming in. So we appreciate everybody, all of our great people follow our show each and every day. Man, we got a lot of loyal listeners, and we are so proud to have everybody. See, Tim's checking in from Iowa City. Appreciate that. We got people checking in from everywhere, all around. So Austin, so let's go over tonight's list of drivers that are going to be participating in Thursday night's action here at Knoxville Raceway. This is a pretty stacked field of cars tonight, isn't it?
I think it's equal to last night. Or it's.
You think it's the same?
I mean, there's some good cars. You know, I have a handful of compared to the numbers I selected yesterday on the amount of drivers. I have less selected today than I did yesterday.
So I'm going to see how many I have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. So out of all those guys there, I've picked out quite a few guys that I think that are capable of running towards the front here tonight. But who is your number one pick tonight, Austin?
Oh, that's, once again, another tough question. I think,
You think Rico?
You know, I was looking at Rico, Brown, and Macedo.
Mm-hmm.
Were my three I was kind of looking at. You know, I have a hard time betting against Rico right now. You know, after we saw what he did with the All-Stars at the end of July and the speed he had. And then you look at Brown. You know, Brown won Friday night at the 360 Nationals and was always been fast here. You know, he won when the Outlaws were back in town in June. So, and then you look at, you got Larson, you know, won the Nationals last year, and, you know, Macedo's been fast, and
Brad Sweet.
Yeah, Brad, just Kerry Madsen. I mean, my list has Spencer Baston, Tyler Courtney, Brown, Rico, Anthony Macri, Carson Macedo, Brad Sweet, Kyle Larson, and Kerry Madsen.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just...
Listen, Austin, let me ask you this question. What do you think? Do you feel like there is maybe one of these guys that race here weekly, besides Brian Brown, somebody like, I don't know, let me take somebody like a Matt Jewell or somebody at that level that races here weekly that can get up there and contend for the win tonight? Do you think there's anybody that runs here weekly that can do that? How about a Thomas Kennedy Jr.?
He's not really a weekly car.
He runs down here quite often, though, doesn't he?
He's ran down here 3 or 4 times this year.
Is that it?
Yeah, he's only been out of Canada maybe a couple months now. Yeah. You know, I think there's probably two I could look at right now and be confident on my picks, and that would probably be Linton Jeffrey and Austin McCarl.
Well, Austin, you can't count him out, right? I mean, he knows his way around this track fairly well, so... how about Anthony Macri? What do you think about Anthony Macri's chances of picking up a win here at Knoxville, the PA driver?
I think his chances is what it's been, you know, since he's been coming here, you know, a fairly well chance of, you know, of picking up a win. You know, he didn't have a ton of speed in the 360 that he ran, and he was, I can't remember where he ended up on Saturday for the Cappy, but you know, he had a ton of speed at Oski, and Oski's pretty close. You know, I think, you know, Oski has a little shorter straightaway, a little longer corners than you know, Knoxville is, but it's pretty much almost identical to it. So, you know, can he take some notes that he learned at Oski and bring it over to Knoxville and see if he can't back that run up again and you know, have a little bit better of a showing and a better points tonight? I mean, I think that's a possibility, but yeah, I think, you know, his chances are just about the same as they've been, you know, he's, you know, made his trek back out to the Midwest this year.
How about Sunnyvale Sam? Do you think Sam Haferty's got a chance to win?
No.
And why do you say that? Listen, he does pretty good in a 410. He holds
he's getting better.
Hold on. He holds the track record at Bristol. Did you know that?
I did know that. I mean, that's a cool accomplishment, but... you know, people can qualify. People can put down 2 laps and just hold it wide open and not think about it. And, you know, the situation with him at Bristol, it was, you know, I believe they had a rain shower come through and the air was good. Now, I mean, not taking anything away from him, but, I mean, you look at his 410 results here recently, they haven't really been that impressive, I think. And I don't think that, you know, is he going to make the show? Probably, but... You know, is he going to be up there contending for the win? Maybe not. I'm not that confident in Sam's 410 package right now.
What about Buddy Kofoid?
I think Buddy's the one you can keep your eye on. You know, yeah. It's just...
Depends where he starts,
it just
right?
Depends, I mean, it just depends on... And that's with anybody else. You know, Buddy's... You know, he doesn't run a whole lot of half-mile, you know, wing sprint car racing, and you know, he's getting better at it, and they're getting more comfortable with his team. And he just, you know, he lucks into a situation that's going to benefit him and that, you know, could turn his ride around, and I think he could take advantage of that. But it's so tough to come back out here, like, right now and look at tonight and you know, put your money on one guy until you get through qualifying, and at that point you're just, you know who you're going to deal with.
Yeah, there are several other drivers that I sit here and I take a look at, you know, when I go up and down the list. Zeb Weiss in the 26 car, What do you think his chances are tonight? You think he's going to have a good run tonight?
No.
You don't think so?
They haven't done anything to be really...
They haven't set the world on fire, have they?
Far from it. I mean, it's ever since he's had this transition to the 26 car, they've had, one decent night that was like Ozark with the All-Stars, and then, they go to I-70 for one night, and they missed the show at their race that, the Radoon family's putting on. That was pretty embarrassing, I would feel like, and, it goes to Knoxville and is not really good at Knoxville and didn't do hardly anything at the 360 Nationals, and, I think Zeb is very capable of having a great showing tonight, but what they have going on right now is not working, and it's not a good look for them, and I don't have hardly any hope for them.
I think they made a terrible mistake when they made the change in the drivers, don't you?
I think both drivers can carry that team. We've said it a couple days ago, it's more than just the drivers. It's the guys making the calls.
They didn't bring Wayne Purdy, and that's the problem, I think. I think the chemistry was so good between Zeb and Wayne Purdy that was a huge mistake not to bring Wayne Purdy over there to be a part of that program, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you got a point. It's just, whoever they have crew chief, and I've said it before, I'm not sure what his name is, or I just know is kind of his backstory, and, he's not cut out to be a crew chief at this point. He still needs time to figure everything out, and this is really not the time for him to have everything thrown on his shoulders. Maybe it's a situation where you need to have a professional crew chief come in there and you learn from him and you learn how to get better instead of just throwing yourselves out to the wolves and just being eaten alive.
Yep. All right, well, let's take a final break here, and then when we come back, we're going to make our picks for tonight's action. We'll get our picks, we'll get Kirk's picks, and we'll get Austin's picks as well. You're watching Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. We'll be right back with more of Mostly Motorsports in a moment. Stay tuned right here on RBN, the Racing Boys Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, and make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
Reno, 9 whole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first-class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
All right, welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, again live from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. And just want to let you guys know, next week we are going to have Dave Tyson on. He's going to come and sit in the studio with us, talk about the old timers from way back when. That's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to doing that. It is time to make our picks here on Mostly Motorsports. Again, it's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. Austin, so I just talked to Kirk Elliott. I want you to guess who he took. Tell me who he took.
Oh, this is, I got two drivers in mind. And if I'm thinking, I bet you he does what he did on Saturday and picked Brown.
Who's the second driver?
Larson.
That's who he picked.
Yeah. I knew between him and Larson. That's yeah,
that's his two go-to guys.
I mean, they're not bad picks.
No, they're not. They're not. But I'm not sure I'm going to go in that direction, to be honest with you. Who do you think is going to win this weekend? Or tonight, I should say.
I'm between two. Now,
all right.
I'll
who's your two? And hold on. And when you tell me your two, I want you to give me an explanation why those are your two picks, okay?
All right. Rico Abreu.
Good
or Carson Macedo.
Carson Macedo.
And you look at what Rico did when he was here with the All-Stars at the end of July.
Fast.
He really fast. Him and Kerry Mattson had a really good race. Rico won and had, you know, that weekend he had a lot of speed. Was really fast at I-70. You know, Ken Knoxville was really fast, and I think, you know, he can carry that momentum into this week. You know, he has Rick Warner on the wrenches. I can't remember how many, you know, nationals that guy's won, but it's a ton, you know, with right. Donnie Schatz back in the day. So, you know, with Rico and his talent right now and how he's performing as a driver is really good. Mm-hmm. Get a good crew chief behind him, even better.
Yeah.
And then some luck, too. So I think Rico is good for those three things. And then you look at Macedo. He was really fast, you know, in Oski a couple nights ago. And he's always been a really good, I think, a decent contender at Knoxville. You know, we saw what he did when he got in the Jason Johnson car a couple of years ago. And, you know, look at his past couple nationals. And, And, you know, going back to crew chief too, he has Philip Dietz on their inches. And, you know, look what Dietz did last night with Carson's brother Cole. You know, he put him in the show, and I think he's Cole's 11th in points right now. Not great, but no, he's just outside the top 10 of last night. So, you know, knows his way around this place. There's two nationals, you know, under his belt. I think, you know, they got a pretty good package. They just came off a win at Peevely. So, you know, that's my reasoning between those two. And I think I was just going to go with, I'll go with Carson Macedo.
Pretty solid pick there, bud. I'm gonna kind of go with your second pick. I'm gonna go with Rico. I think Rico's gonna pick it up tonight. He's shown a lot of speed in that car, man. That car's been really fast for the last several weeks, and I don't know what changes they've made over there. I think maybe it was a crew chief change or something. I'm not sure, but that car has been tremendously fast. So I'm gonna pick Rico Abreu to pick up the win tonight. We have a gentleman on here, HJ. He said, can you go over the invert thing? Can you explain that to him real quick, Austin?
Yeah, so what they do is they'll go out there and they'll run qualifying for the whole field. And what they do is they should have five heat races and with an eight-car invert. So what happens is quick time will go to eighth in the first heat race. Second quick will go to eighth in heat two, and all the way down to fifth. Fifth will be eighth in heat five, and then on over. So, you know, six quick will line up seventh in heat one, and they fill the front row of the heat races, and that's how the invert works. And then, so like I said, eight cars invert, and then out of the heat races, the top four cars lock automatically into the feature, and then I think it's like, you know, the first three cars out of the invert or out of the lock-in cars, you know, go to the B, and then, you know, the rest cars go to the C.
Right. You know, my second pick, and I don't know why anybody hasn't picked him. Brad Sweet's got to be, really, doesn't he have to be one of the favorites for this year's Knoxville Nationals? Don't you think? Brad Sweet? Come on.
I guess you could say just because he's the past champion of the event, but...
Right.
I mean...
He's good here, man.
He's good. I would be interested to see how their car speed is. You know, they've gotten better here recently. They won at Williams Grove and they won at Peevely. So, you know, two very different tracks compared to what we're going to be at tonight. Mm-hmm. So, it's just going to be interesting to see where they line up tonight. I think he could maybe pull it off, but, you know, last time they were here, you know, with the Outlaws, he wasn't that great.
Pete says dark pick, dark horse pick, Spencer Baston. What do you think about that pick?
Pretty good pick.
That is pretty solid.
Yeah, he was one of the ones I highlighted that, you know, keep your eye on for tonight. You know, he's had really good speed with that team this year, and you know, he's just been a contender on all types of tracks, and he had a pretty good run here back in June. So, and then he had a pretty good run here last year with the Mike McGee car. So, yeah, I definitely think it's a pretty good dark horse pick.
Right. Okay, Dan said today, trifecta, Macedo, Larson, Sweet. That's pretty solid, those three, I would think.
Yeah, it's everybody's picks are going to be, you know, really good, and you know, just it's so tight right now. It's I feel like this is just, you know, every year it gets tougher to pick one guy, or a handful of guys at least.
Would the favorites out of the list of people that we have today, if you were to narrow it down to a couple, three or four guys, would it be Brown, Macedo, Sweet, Larson? Are those the odds on favorites, you think? Those guys?
Yeah, I could agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty solid pick for those guys, is, you know, history here this year and how they've been running the past couple weeks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Harley White's going to be running. The Lindsay, Oklahoma driver's going to be running tonight, so I know she's got a lot of fans out there. So if you're a big Harley White fan, you can watch her tonight. There's several other guys. Greg Wilson. He's going to be running tonight as well. Hey, do you know anything about that 97 car that he's driving? Do you know anything about that?
I don't.
I don't either.
I believe that's just kind of a, from what I've pieced together by some things and just, you know, making a general guess. It's an Ohio car, like an Ohio-based, you know, local team.
Right, right. All right. Well, there you have it. Another one in the books today. What episode is this, Austin?
151.
151 episodes since January. We're not doing too bad, are we, buddy?
No, we're on course.
Yep, we're on course. We're going to do 312 before the year's up, by the way, folks. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in again to Most of the Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to do it all over again tomorrow right here from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. We hope that you'll join us. For Austin O'Neill, for my partner Kirk Gillett, for Todd Surprise back there at Racing Boys HQ, I'm Scott Traylor. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Mostly Motorsports.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.